Mine is New King James Version I'm reading from this morning. Sometimes it's different if you get different copies or translations, whatever type thing. It's not the same. But anyway, on this, Charles has chosen the title on these verses here is wisdom. You know, I don't know any of us who can't get more wisdom as far as life is concerned for our actions in life. So note the reading. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her.
Along with the idea of wisdom is involved in chapter 3 of Proverbs, the fact that the words that come from God are wise, they are true, they are right, they are good for us. And so we get the knowledge that we have from God's Word, and then God's Word tells us how to apply that so that we may wisely walk in this life. So this morning, as we think about our life and doing God's will every day, and our goal is to serve God faithfully and get to heaven, our goal today is worship Him in spirit and truth and in a decent, orderly manner, that we might be pleasing unto Him, that we might offer up our voices in song and prayer and praise and glory to Him, and remember His Son's death till He comes again, and do the things He asks us to do in a pleasing manner. So it's all about doing good. And God gives us the instructions in life of how to do the things that are good and how to do the things that are good and right in His sight. This morning I want us to take chapter 3 of Proverbs and go through some of these verses and talk about some good instructions for life. A couple of weeks ago we were talking about the new year beginning and some things that perhaps we ought to do and prayer and the idea of shaping our lives and realizing the brevity of life and the importance of using each day as we have it to the fullest, to serve God and do right toward Him and toward others. Proverbs chapter 3, there's many good instructions, not just here, but throughout the Bible. So let's take a look at some of these verses this morning and consider some of the things that Solomon has to say, beginning in verse 1. All these verses, most of them are familiar to each and every one here this morning, nothing new. But let's talk about some of these good instructions and the reason for following these things, the why of it all. You know, why do this? Why do that? Or what is the result of it if you do these things? And Solomon does that. He makes a statement. He tells us some things that's good to do or tells us some things not to do. And he gives us the why of the matter. He answers any question we might have. This is why you need to do it, because this will be the result. And so anyone can understand if we want to. So let's look at this morning about some good instructions for me. And hopefully it'll help you in your life as we go forward from day to day. Verse 1, he says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands." Actually, what he's saying is, I want you to remember what I've told you, son, and keep the commands. When we think about God's word and keeping His commands and obeying His will, it's important that we follow the things that come from God. If a father is doing God's will and he's teaching his son God's commands, then the son needs to follow God's commands. Because his father is telling him what the Father in heaven would have him to do. So remembering what God has to say and keeping his commands. Well, he not only says to do that, let your heart keep my commands, but he tells us why that's good for us to do that. In verse 2, for length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. So when you see the scenario of doing the will of God and keeping his commands, they can help us in our life to have perhaps even some longevity of our years. And common sense would tell you that God tells us things that protect us. God tells us things that are good for us. God tells us things that will guide us in the right way. And so if we follow God's instructions and take heed to His will, then that means that for the most part, we're going to try to take every step in life in the direction that God would have us to go, that would keep us safe spiritually and also safe physically. Because the person that's going to follow God's will is not going to be a person that's going to go out and steal from someone else. Is not going to be a person that's going to go out and commit murder, because we know the repercussions in something like that. And so a thief that gets caught, perhaps his life may be cut short because he's disobeying the law. He may be killed and trying to escape. Someone that takes the life of another, their life may be cut short because they murdered someone and someone's trying to catch him and he's fleeing and he loses his life. And so obedience, do good to others, treat them as we want them to treat us, it gives common sense that would help us to have a better life and perhaps even a longer life. We've talked about this a few times here at Beulah before, the idea of someone who might engage in influence, under the influence of something in operating machinery or a vehicle. There's warnings on medicines that tells you do not be under the influence of this medication and operate any machinery, or do not drive a vehicle. And we're warned that those people that might use a strong drink or get involved in drugs of some kind, illegal drugs, that if they do those, their mind is fogged, their thinking is not clear, and so that they may kill themselves and someone else and cut their life short or someone else's life short. And so common sense tells us then that God's word tells us obey his will, do his will. So we would refrain from strong drink. We would refrain from being involved in drugs that cause us to hallucinate and don't know what we're doing. We'd be careful in doing what was right. And so obeying the commands of God are good for us. They can help us to have a good life. Because after all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction of righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. So remembering the word of God is important because it can do all these things for us. The word of God is important because Hebrews chapter 4 verses 12 and 13 talks about the fact that the word of God can move us. It can cut us. It can help us to be moved, to understand and make us to make changes in our life, because the word of God is sharp and it's powerful and it's quick and it can do all these things. So Solomon says, remember to keep my commands, and it'll help you to have longevity of life. Good advice for us as we think about serving God. Verse 3 in Proverbs chapter 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Some versions use the phrase basically to tell us to hold to kindness and truth. Again, how important is it that we would be the kind of people that would be truthful, that we would always want things to be done in a kind and decent manner and follow the things that are the truth. So why is it important that we hold to kindness and we hold to truth in our life? Well, again, we know that if we're kind to others, normally they will be kind to us. Doing to others would have them do to us. But it's not just that. It's command of God that we be kind to others. And the wise man says, if you hold to kindness and truth, the reason being is that we will find favor and understanding before God and man. Think about what a kind word can do for us when we speak it before someone else. Think about what a kind word can do for us and for others when we speak to a group with kindness. Think about what truth can do for us and for others when truth is spoken and not lies. So kindness and truth is very important for us. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 32, the Apostle Paul talked about letting all bitterness and wrath and clamor be put away from you with all lying, and let each one speak truth one to another. And so the reason to do that is that we find favor and understanding before God and man. Because when we're unkind, it can bring problems between the two people that are talking or having business dealings with one another when we're unkind. Unkindness brings about problems. Untruthfulness, lies, brings about problems. So hold to kindness and truth, and we'll find favor and understanding before God and man. Then verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding or in all your ways. Lean on the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. Well, why? Why is he telling us that? Well, the answer is in verse 6. Let's read verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will trust, he will direct your paths. So, the statement is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So, we can get good directions from God when we trust in him. We can get good direction from God when we lean on him. We can get good direction of God when we lean on his understanding and not our own understanding. Because it's not in man himself to really understand everything that God understands. And so he gives us instructions. He gives us instructions to help us so that when we trust in him, the result will be that we will have good direction in life because we're trusting in God and not in ourselves. Look, if you will, to the book of Psalms, chapter 2, and I'd like to look at verse 12 very quickly. The psalmist gives some good instructions about following the directions of God and understanding him and who he is and who we are. Psalms chapter 2 and verse 12 says, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." And so we need to be putting our trust in God and not lean on our own understanding. If we do that, we can have the right direction in life because we're following the directions that God gives us. I don't always know what's best for me, but God can tell me. So I need to follow his directions. Again, let's go to verse 7. And again, the reader says, "Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn from evil." Well, why do I need to do that? Again, common sense comes into play. The Bible is a book of common sense. If we read it, we can understand it. It's written on the level to where if I'm of the age of accountability, I can understand it. I should be able to understand it. If I'm matured enough mentally and spiritually to the point that I can understand right from wrong, I can listen to God. So don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn from evil. But sometimes as human beings, we want to do our own thing. We want to go our own way. We want to follow our own direction. We want our own way with things. Rather than being disciplined and follow God, we want to follow our own ideas. Well, why do we need to not be wise in our own eyes, but to fear the Lord and turn from evil? Well, verse 8, he gives us the answer. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. That's somewhat like the length of days and the length of life, isn't it? Doing good things usually brings good. Following what's right and wise usually brings us to do good and not evil. So it will help us to have healing and refreshment in our life, spiritually and physically and throughout life, if we're not wise in our own eyes, but we fear the Lord and turn from evil. Let's go to verse 9. In verse 9, he says, "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase." Some versions say, "Honor the Lord with your substance and your productivity." Well, why do I need to do that? As I go through life, I need to remember where all these blessings come from and honor the Lord with the things that I have. Use the things that I have in the service of God and doing right and using the things that's in my power to use in the right way that pleases God. Verse 10, he says, the reason why we should do that. "So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine." Think about that. When we receive things, blessings that come from God, we ought to be thankful for them. So we ought to honor God with our possessions and with the first fruits of our increase. Give back to the Lord. Use our abilities and give back to the Lord. Use our possessions and give back to the Lord. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Good instructions, even in 2022, as it was hundreds of years ago when these words were written, these are good instructions for me to follow in this year for my life so that I may honor the Lord and do his will. And if I do that, I'll be blessed spiritually and also blessed in other ways because of where those blessings come from. They come from God. Verse 11, accept discipline and receive correction from the Lord. hit on this a little bit about 3 points ago. Think about accepting discipline and receiving correction from the Lord. Many people do not want to hear about the Word of God. Many people, if they hear the Word of God, they don't want to receive it. If they hear a message from the Word of God and it tells them they're doing something wrong, they don't want to change because they like what they're doing. They're enjoying it too much. And they'll have to give that up because it may be wrong. But he says, accept discipline from the Lord and receive correction from the Lord. Why? Because he loves us and reproves us for our own good. The Lord disciplines you and he disciplines me through his word. We read his word, we gain knowledge. We obey the things that we learn through knowledge and apply them to our life. It makes us wiser because we're doing the will of God. And then it will discipline us. God's word will help us to make the changes in our life that we ought to have. So we need to accept discipline and receive correction from the Lord because he loves us and he reproves us for our own good. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. And let's look at should be a very familiar passage to each and every one this morning. But in Hebrews chapter 12, the Hebrew writer talks about the discipline that comes from God. And the fact that God disciplines those whom he loves. And that we need to be faithful in heeding the discipline that he puts out for us. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 5. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as the sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. Verse 7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. The wise man is saying some things that will help me in my life. Good instructions. I need to accept discipline and receive correction from the Lord. Why? Because he loves me and he reproves those for our own good. He does the same for you. We need to take the discipline that God gives us through his word and let it mold our life and be obedient to it. Well, let's look at verse 13. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom and gains understanding. James mentioned wisdom in the beginning of the Bible reading there and read some of these verses. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom and gains understanding. We gain knowledge from God, and God tells us how to apply that knowledge, so that makes us to use knowledge wisely. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Wisdom is the proper application and learning from things in life and taking heed to warnings and grabbing on and holding to the things that are good. That's wisdom, learning how to rightly use the things that are before us. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom and gains understanding. Why? Why is it important that I do that? Well, these next six verses, verses 14 through 20, tells us why that's important. Let's look at these verses. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. He's talking about wisdom. Now, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. So think about the blessings we have from God. Seek God, understand his will, apply it to our life so that we can be wise and we'll receive these blessings that he mentions in verses 14 through 20. for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver. We need our focus, as Adam mentioned in his class this morning, on going to heaven. Our focus on spiritual things. And if we're focused on that and we're determined on that, then all the physical and material things that happen in life, we're going to handle those and manage those in the appropriate way. And we'll be blessed when we find wisdom and gain understanding from applying the Word of God to us. Verse 21, it goes right along, says, keep sound wisdom and discretion. It's so easy in life to get caught up with someone at work or a group of people or a think tank. It's so easy to get caught up with others that we associate with in business or socially or even in the community. If they're not wanting to live what's right and do what's right and serve God, if they're living in a way that's unjust and against the law of God, then we need to wisely take a step back and not get caught up. We need to use discretion in the things we say, the things we do, the places we go. We need to use discretion in the things that we partake of. Don't partake of evil, partake of good. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Look at verses 22 through 24. So they will be to your soul and grace. They will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Get the whole consensus of that. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way and your foot will not stumble. These are some things that will help us in our life today, in 2023, as we move forward to do God's will. Well, verse 25. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. Now, as Christians, we're serving God, we're doing His will, and we try to sustain our life here to take care of our families, for others, and for ourselves, and to be a good example. But who is it that needs to be afraid of sudden terror or trouble from the wicked? It's those that are not right with God. Now, that's not to say that we wouldn't protect ourselves from evil if it comes or danger if it comes. God gives us common sense. If someone comes in here with a weapon and we know they're wielding a firearm, then get on the floor, get out. Try to protect yourself. God gives us common sense of that. But do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. Why? Verse 26, he answers that question. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Now back up to this entire chapter. Don't forget the law of God. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Be wise in the Lord's eyes and not in our own eyes. Don't despise the chastening of the Lord, but obey His instructions. Seek God's word and His will and His way and His knowledge and gain wisdom. It will help us in our paths to walk in the right way. And then, when we look at verse 25, do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. The reason is, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. God gives us the strength, the faith, and the understanding of how to stand firm when dangers come, how to deal with things when they come in life that are frightening. For whatever reason, God can give us that strength if we are rooted and grounded in following His ways. Verse 26. Well, let's look at the rest of these verses, 27 through 31 in Proverbs chapter 3. 27 through 31, and then we'll look at the answer. There's several do nots that Solomon gives for me and for you that I ought not to participate in, I ought not to be doing. And good instructions for me, don't do this. Verse 27, let's read through verse 31. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. That says a lot, doesn't it? Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. Think about that. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Good advice, good instructions. Do not strive with a man without a cause if he has done you no harm. Don't start a fight. Don't start a fuss. Don't be a person that's rambunctious and causes disturbances between people. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord. Look at verses 32 through 35. He gives us the reason to do not these things. Don't do these things. Verse 33, for the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord. So, don't withhold good from those if you have it. Don't lay up, say to your neighbor, go and come back when you've got it with you. Don't devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without a cause if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is abomination to the Lord. So don't do these things because we don't want to be an abomination to the Lord. But his secret counsel is with the upright. Upright are those who trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not on their own understanding. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Think about that. The wise, verse 35, shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. You know, this morning, we've rapidly went through these 35 verses. But the writer has said a lot. The inspired writer has said a lot of good things, given me some good instruction. Do you think it might be good instructions for you? Well, probably so. So, as we step forward today, conclude our worship service, and go out into life, and the days we have ahead, whatever we may have ahead, let's follow the right instructions that come from God. Trust in him, and lean not on our own understanding. Let us be the kind of person that will fear God and keep his commandments, for that's the whole duty of man. And if we will, it can make life better here, and certainly, life will be much better in the hereafter because we'll be pleasing to God because we faithfully have done his will and he's going to save us in heaven. So if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're willing to confess that, repent of your sins and be baptized, you can leave this building with your sins washed away in the right relationship with God and go forward trusting him with all your heart and doing his will and applying the things we've talked about this morning. Maybe you're here this morning and there's something in your life that you need forgiveness of, that you can correct between you and him. Go to God in prayer as his child. Confess your wrong, repent of it, and ask him to forgive you, and he'll forgive you, and you can walk uprightly then, following the instruction of God and serve him faithfully. If you have something in your life you need the help of the brethren with today and in praying to God, you need to confess publicly, then if we can help you with that, please come, or we'll lead in the invitation song. There's a great day coming.